الحمد لله
الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذ قال له ربه أسلم، قال أسلمت لرب العالمين. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: وما كان لمؤمن ولا مؤمنة إذا قضى الله ورسوله أمرا أن يكون لهم الخيرة من أمرهم. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. My respected elders and brothers, just a few days ago, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had honored us with the day of Eid al-Adha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our qurbani. And many of our hujjaj have returned or are returning. May Allah ta'ala accept their hajj. The day of qurbani and the days of hajj remind us of a great family. The family of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the father, the mother, the son, all wholeheartedly submitting themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So together with carrying out the acts of hajj, carrying out the act of qurbani, it is very, very important that we do not forget the lesson of qurbani and the lesson of hajj. And the ulama ikram have mentioned the cornerstone of the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family was submission to the will and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the ayat which I read in the khutbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. When the Rabb of Ibrahim alayhi salam said to him, submit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately his response was, أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I have handed myself over, I have submitted myself wholeheartedly to the Rabb of the worlds. This has to become the cornerstone of our life, that at every occasion, we will have two options. One option is to obey the command of Allah, to humble ourselves and submit ourselves to the command of Allah. And one is to follow our nafs and our desires. At every point we have to bring this into the deep recess of our heart. أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I've handed myself over to the Rabb of the worlds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he speaks about the incident of the slaughtering of the son of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam. The incident is long, we all know the incident. But Allah ta'ala uses the same word at that occasion also. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا. When both father and son, both had submitted themselves wholeheartedly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises this quality of theirs in Qur'an Majeed. Similarly, look at the mother. Allah ta'ala commanded Ibrahim alayhi salam to leave his wife and his suckling child in the barren land of Makkah Mukarramah. What was the response of the wife of Ibrahim alayhi salam when she came to know that this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Despite all this situation, the situations around her, the condition that she found herself in, all going against her, nothing supporting her. But again, she understood that if it is a command of Allah, إِذَنْ لَيْ يُدَيِّ عَنَ اللَّهِ. In that case, Allah will never destroy us. So we also have to bring this quality in our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loved Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he loved the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam so much, that despite Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salam being higher in rank than Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَاتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. And we, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in conforming to the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have to also follow the same creed and religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the cornerstone of which is submission. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the sahaba radiallahu anhum our role models. And the sahaba radiallahu anhum portrayed this quality to the highest level. And we have been commanded in Quran that to after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should follow the way of sahaba. This will lead us to the following the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you look at the life of sahaba radiallahu anhum, we will find this quality at the highest level. Look at the muhajireen of Makkah Mukarramah. The sahaba of Makkah Mukarramah, they were born in the precincts of the Kaaba, in the haram. And the love for Kaaba was very high and uppermost in their hearts. When the command of Allah Ta'ala came that now the Qibla has changed from Kaaba Musharrafah to Baytul Maqdis, it was not easy for the Sahaba to accept, because this was that building of Allah Ta'ala, that house of Allah Ta'ala, which was very close to their hearts. But despite
being difficult, they wholeheartedly submitted the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mawlana Abu al-Hasan Nadi rahmatullah, a very great alim, who was accepted around the whole world, in the Arab and non-Arab world. Up till today, his kitab is still being taught in most of the madaris of the world. He writes in his kitab, in expression of this quality, of the love for the sahaba, for the love for the Kaaba, وَقَدْ رُضِعُوا بِلِبَانِ حُبِّ الْكَعْبَةِ وَتَعْظِيمِهَا. What was the extent of the love of Kaaba? It was as if they had been breastfed with the milk of the love of the Kaaba and its respect. Despite that, the command of Allah came down. What was their response? فَلَمْ يَكُونُوا يَعْرِفُونَ إِلَّا الطَّاعَةَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَالْخُضُوعَ لِأَوَامِرِ اللَّهِ وَافَقَتْ هَوَاهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُوَافِقْهَا اتَّفَقَ مَا عَدَاتِمْ أَوْ لَمْ تَتَّفِقْ. He says very beautiful words. The Sahaba only knew one thing. They only knew obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They only knew handing themselves and humbling themselves over to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it conformed to their desires or not. Whether it conformed to the norms of the time or not. They only understood that this is the way of our success. How this quality also can come in our heart. This is the lesson of Qurbani. The lesson of the days of Hajj. You are still in the months of Hajj. How this lesson can come into our lives. Not only the ritual of Qurbani, that is very, very important and great reward. But together with the ritual of Qurbani, and with the rituals of Hajj, is the essence of Hajj and the essence of Qurbani, and that is submission to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We look at an incident of the Ansar. We have spoken about the Muhajireen, how they had submitted themselves. The Ansar of Madinah Munawwara, what was the level of submission to the desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded them? What was the desire in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? They strove to also conform to that. There was a very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His name was Julaybib radiyallahu anhu. Julaybib radiyallahu anhu came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and told Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he wishes to get married. Now, Julaybib radiyallahu anhu was a sahabi of short stature and he was dark in complexion. So people wouldn't give their daughters easily to him. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the house of an Ansari sahabi. And he told him that I have come to propose for the hand of your daughter. So the sahaba of Madinah Munawwara, they would keep their daughters with this hope that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would get married with their daughters. When they would come to know that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not have a need, then only would they get their daughters married off to others. So when he heard this, he became excited and he said, definitely it's our desire and our pleasure that you marry our daughter. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, I have not come to propose on behalf of myself. I've come to propose on behalf of Julaybib radiallahu anhu. So now he said, let me go and make mashura with the mother. So he goes into the home. He uses the same words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Nabi of Allah has come to propose for the hand of our daughter in marriage. Again, the mother also, she's excited. Yes, it's the best day of our life. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to get married in our home. Thereafter, the father says, he has not come to propose on behalf of himself. He has come to propose on behalf of Julaybib. Now her whole attitude changed. No, we cannot give Julaybib in marriage to our daughter. So many men have come and we have rejected them. So now the father is going back to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tell him that the mother is not happy. From behind the parda, the daughter is listening. So the daughter, before the father returns, asks the parents a pertinent question. Man khatabahu ilayya? Who has proposed for Julaybib to me? So they replied that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has proposed. So the daughter asked the parents, أَتَرُدُّونَ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أَمْرَهُ? Will you all reject the proposal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is happy with this marriage, then hand me over to him. I am happy to get married to this person. The father now realizes, mother realizes that this is the request of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they go back and tell Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if you are happy with Julaybib for our daughter, we are also happy. In one narration, the daughter recites the ayat of Quran, which I read in the khutbah. وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُ أَمْرًا أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. The gist of which means that if Allah and His Rasul desire something for you, you don't have a choice in the matter. She recited this ayat and she told her parents, رَضِيتُ وَأَسْلَمْتُ لِمَا يُرْدِي بِهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. I have handed myself over and I am pleased with what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is happy with. When they come and tell them, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa performs the nikah of this girl to Julaybib radiallahu anhu. And thereafter he makes a dua for her. And this submission to the desire of Rasulullah got her this beautiful dua. اللهم صب عليها الخير صبا ولا تجعل عيشها كدا كدا. Oh Allah, pour your mercies upon this girl and do not make her life difficult for her. Soon thereafter, there was a battle expedition. Julaybib radiallahu anhu had joined Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the battle. At the end of the battle, many sahaba were martyred. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking a report and asking the sahaba that who has been martyred. So they go and they see amongst the dead and they return and they mention the names. Again he says, go and look again. Again they go for a second time. A third time they go again. After coming back after the third time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells them, Afqidu Julaybiba. I am missing Julaybib. Go and look for Julaybib radiallahu anhu. So they go again and they look for Julaybib and they come back and they tell Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَتَلَ سَبْعَةً فَقَتَلُوا. He killed seven sahaba thereafter he was martyred. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very excited at the bravery of this sahabi and he repeated these words, قَتَلَ سَبْعَةً فَقَتَلُوا. He killed seven before he was martyred. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taken the body of Julaybib radiallahu anhu in his own arms. Normally the body of a person is put on a bier and is carried. Here the bier for Julaybib radiallahu anhu was the arms of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he mentioned these words, هُوَ مِنِّي وَأَنَا مِنْهُ. He is from me and I am from him. Thereafter he buried him. They say after the death of Julaybib radiallahu anhu, the most sought after woman in Medina Munawwara was the widow of Julaybib radiallahu anhu, because she had received the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon her submission. Respected elders and brothers, there was not a command of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was only a desire in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what was the level of submission in the hearts, not of the men of Sahaba, even on the woman, the young woman of Sahaba, that if my Nabi desires something for me, my success is in it, that's the only way for me. There's no other option. This has to come in our life, in my life firstly, in all our lives, that when the word of Allah and His Rasul are in front of us, we cannot have another option, we can never think, we cannot apply our logic. What Allah and His Rasul desire for us, this is my the way, whether I understand or don't understand. The Ansar of Medina Munawwara, before the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Medina Munawwara, they were involved in certain business practices. And one of these business practices was a certain type of leasing the land. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come, and those practices which did not conform to Sharia, he had prohibited them from doing it. So there is this famous Sahabi whose name is Rafi ibn Khadij radiallahu anhu. He was practicing a certain type of leasing. His uncle, his paternal uncle had come to him and told him that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited this type of transaction. Thereafter he mentioned very, very beautiful words, and these words are lessons for us. This uncle of Rafi radiallahu anhu mentions, وَتَوَاعِيَّةُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ أَنْفَعُ لَنَا. Even though we see benefit in this type of leasing, obedience to Allah and His Rasul is more beneficial for us. So this is the cornerstone of our life. What Allah and His Rasul have desired, whether we understand or don't understand, we have to bring it into our heart that this is the most beneficial way for us. We are involved in business transactions. We have to see whether the transaction I am involved in is according to the way of Allah and His Rasul. Sometimes for years on end, we are involved in certain transactions. It's a norm in our society, but we have not taken out the time to go to the ulama and ask them whether this particular transaction is according to Sharia or not. Many times, many transactions against Sharia, and we are continuing, the barakah and the blessing of our money is going. Haram is in entering our money, we're not even realizing. Why? Because we have not gone, taken the time to find out what is the way of Allah and His Rasul in my business transaction also. Like this applies to all parts of our life. Every part of our life has to come according to the way of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have seen two examples of obedience to Allah and His Rasul. Let us look at the repercussion of disobeying Allah and His Rasul. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a person by the name of Bishr. Bishr apparently was a Muslim, but he was a munafiq, hypocrite. He was only acting as a Muslim. So on one occasion, there was a dispute between Bishr and a Jew of Medina Munawwara. So to sort out the dispute, the Jew had offered that let us go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he will resolve our dispute. This hypocrite knew if they go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will not win the dispute. He will lose the land that they are fighting over. So he did not want to go. So he offered, let us go to Ka'b ibn Ashraf, who was one of the leaders of the Jews. Finally, they decided, let us go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided in favor of the Jew, because it was his land. Now, Bishr was not happy with the decision. So Bishr tells the Jew, let us take it to Umar radiallahu anhu. Now he thought in his mind, Umar radiallahu anhu was hard against the kuffar. Because this is a Muslim against a kafir, maybe Umar radiallahu anhu will support my stance in the matter. So they went to Umar radiallahu anhu. And the Jew narrates the incident. This was a dispute. I said, I'll take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I'll take you to Ka'b bin Ashraf. Finally, we went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided in my favor. So Umar radiallahu anhu asked Bishr, is it true what he has said? So he said, yes, it is true. So he said, give me a minute, I'm coming now. He goes into his home. He takes out his sword. He comes out and he strikes the head of Bishr and kills him instantly. And thereafter he mentioned, this is how I decide for the one who doesn't accept the decision of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We understand the repercussion in this world. He was a munafiq, he was a hypocrite, he wasn't Muslim. But the lesson we learned is, Allah and the command of Allah and his Rasul, the decision of Allah and his Rasul has to be accepted wholeheartedly. Another incident had taken place in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zubair ibn Awam radiallahu anhu is the paternal cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He and another person, another Ansari sahabi, had a dispute over the usage of water to irrigate the lands. The water would flow first to Zubair ibn Awam's land, thereafter it would go to the other sahabi's land. So he was complaining that not enough water is coming to my land. So they went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The law of Shariat was, Zubair ibn Awam had the right to use as much water as he needed before he releases the water for the other land. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in consideration for the Ansari sahabi, told Zubair radiallahu anhu, you use a little bit and then let it continue to his land. He made a concession for the Ansari sahabi. Now the Ansari sahabi was not happy with this decision. So he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have only made this decision because he's your cousin. Now, who is he? You going against whose decision? The decision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa became very, very angry. And the sign of anger of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa his face would become very red. Thereafter he tells Zubair radiallahu anhu, now we follow the original rule. Use as much water as you require before you release it. And thereafter, Zubair radiallahu anhu narrating the incident, he says, according to me, on this occasion, this ayat of Quran was revealed. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. By the qasam of a Rabb, you can never be a true believer until you do not make Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the arbitrator, the decider in your disputes. And thereafter, you accept it wholeheartedly without any reservation and you submit wholeheartedly to his decision. Respected and brothers, this should be the cornerstone of our life. Look at the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They have submitted themselves wholeheartedly to the word of Allah and his Rasul, to the command of Allah and his Rasul, even to the desire of Allah and his Rasul. Now we have just completed the great act of Qurbani. The Hujjaj have completed the rituals of Hajj. These are very great time of the year. In this time of the year, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, which has passed, were the best days of the year. Days of barakah, days of blessing. But let us not lose sight of what Allah Ta'ala desires from us in these days. One is we carry out the acts, and Allah Ta'ala, may Allah Ta'ala accept it at the highest level. But together with that, let us not forget that the lesson of submission that was found in the life of Ibrahim A.S. and his family, and the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who we have been commanded to follow. Inshallah, we will strive and make this niyat, that we will bring our lives according to the command of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in our workplace, in our home, wherever we are, at any time, we will keep the word of Allah and his Rasul, the command of Allah and his Rasul in front of us, inshallah, just as Allah Ta'ala honored and granted respect to the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Till the Qiyamah, that family will be respected. Allah will grant us honor in this world also, in the Qabr and the Akhirat. May Allah Ta'ala grant me tawfiq, first thing I have all tawfiq to make amal.